Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With today being the first Friday of February, we reflect on what the first Friday of the month is devoted to. And of course, as we all know, that is the Sacred Heart itself. Now, while we give extra thought to our Lord's most sacred heart on the first Fridays, we must, however, always be devoted to his sacred heart. And now, why is this? Why do we have to have this in particular as a daily love of ours, as a daily devotion of ours, his sacred heart? Well, you see, our Lord's sacred heart is where his love for us comes from. It is where our salvation comes from within his sacred heart. If our Lord didn't love us, we wouldn't be able to have a chance to get to heaven. If our Lord didn't love us, he wouldn't have come to earth to die for us. If our Lord didn't love us, he wouldn't have suffered all for us to take away our sins. If our Lord didn't love us, he wouldn't even forgive us of our sins. But he does love us. He loves us more than we can imagine. And in return, we are all required to love him. And that's what we think of daily with the Sacred Heart. The love that we can return to God, that we owe back to God. And in addition to his love, or I should say springing from his love, comes the graces that he freely gives us to aid us in savoring our souls. That too comes from our Lord's Sacred Heart. As the Gospel tells us today, both blood and water flowed from his heart. The blood for our sins, and the water represented the graces that we need to save our souls. And so when we think of the graces our Lord gives us, what's the chief source of all? The chief source of the graces are the sacraments, and most especially, the Holy Eucharist, which we come to here in Mass every day, which is available for you every day. What a great source of love to give us, that holy sacrifice of the Mass. Calvary represented, not represented, but actually happening all over again, right there in front of us on the altar. And with that, think of how fortunate and blessed we all are to even have it today. With the problems and with the attacks of the modernists against the church, how few masses there are available, and how easy it is for us all to be able to get to that holy sacrifice of the Mass. Sometimes it's a little difficult, yes, but we have a lot easier time than many people throughout the world. So, with that thought of the Mass, we come right back around to Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Saint Ignatius defended this right up to his very death, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, Saint Ignatius was one of the real early saints of the Church. He died about the year 107 AD, so shortly after our Lord. In fact, he was so early on in the Church that he was the disciple of St. John the Evangelist, the one our Lord said he loved the most. And with that, he became the bishop of the city of Antioch. And he was there, and Trajan the emperor came to him and told that Trajan had just won several great battles, and he wanted everybody in the Roman Empire to sacrifice to the gods in thanksgiving for the victories of battle. So when the bishop flatly refused him, you can imagine that Trajan was not too happy about that. And he came to St. Ignatius and asked him, why won't you sacrifice to the gods? Why won't you do this for us, to unite us all as the empire in favor of these gods? And St. Ignatius, standing right in front of the emperor, boldly told him that those gods were not gods at all, but in fact they were nothing more than demons that he was sacrificing to. And that if he really wanted to be united, he needed to be united under the one true God. That's where all the unity came from. And then that one true God, Jesus Christ, truly lived within him and can live within each and every single one of us. Why? Because he loves us. And if we return that love in our hearts, then we can have him dwell within us. So, of course, Trajan, the emperor, didn't like hearing this. Emperors usually don't like when people tell them what to do, and especially when they insult their pagan gods. They don't take too kindly to that. So Trajan had him arrested, thrown into shackles. Well, this made actually St. Ignatius very happy, because he wanted, he yearned to give his life for Christ. So he had him thrown in shackles and put on a boat and taken from Antioch all the way to Rome. But they kind of took a long way. They all went on, skirted along the coast and everything. And all the while, his captors tortured him, beating him, treating him horribly, hardly feeding him. They treated him so poorly that it's amazing he didn't die on the boat on his way to Rome to be put to death. But all the while, he praised God. He prayed for his captors. When he got to Rome and was awaiting his execution, he actually wrote several letters, even though he hardly had enough strength to move around because he had been tortured so much. He wrote several letters to different cities to strengthen the faithful there in the faith. And this is great to remember when you have to talk to people who are not Catholic and therefore do not believe in the Blessed Sacrament. And on top of it, in those letters, in the year 107 A.D., he encouraged the faithful to remain strong in their belief in the true presence of Christ and the Most Holy Eucharist, the one source that would unite all Catholics together to be the one holy Catholic Church, the only Church of Christ. And he encouraged them in this. And then he sent word around, because many people in Rome who were Christian, even people in high authority within the city, wanted to try to get St. Ignatius free. And he's told them, no. He loved our Lord so much, he wanted to die for our Lord. Don't ask for a favor from the court. Don't try to get my sentence reduced to not die. And he even said that he hopes that the lions eat him very quickly. And he prayed for this. And so as he went to the Colosseum, the lions indeed did eat him right away, because as an answer to his prayer. That's what he wanted all along, to shed his blood, to give as much as he possibly could for our Lord. And how much more can you give than your whole life? So now, think about that. Pray to St. Ignatius for the help to be truly devoted in loving our Lord a little more, to follow the way, as we'll talk about many times, of Saint Therese, in giving every piece of our life to God as an offering, to grow in sanctity each day, and to grow in love of Christ, which we find necessary to return that love which comes from his Sacred Heart, which we celebrate today on First Friday. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.